So people across China are preparing to celebrate the Dragon Boat Festival, which includes many traditions and customs, some of which date back to more than 2,000 years ago. Today, they're still vibrantly alive, as our Zhang Yilei brings us the story.
Zongzi, or sticky rice, a traditional food people eat during the festival, has a history dating back to around 300 BC. It commemorates the death of a national hero, Chu Yuan, from the ancient state of Chu at that time. He committed suicide in a river because of the downfall of his nation. To keep his body from being eaten by fish, locals wrapped rice in bamboo leaves and threw them into the river to feed the fish.
Zongzi is made to have very clear edges and angles, which is meant to resemble the unyielding character of Chu Yuan. And people often put a red date inside to symbolize Chu's utter devotion and loyalty to his state.
After Chu Yuan's death, people rowed boats to look for his body. In his hometown, Zigui, in central China's Hubei province, the Dragon Boat Festival is regarded a bigger event than the Chinese New Year. Some historical evidence suggests that Chinese people began celebrating the festival even before Chu Yuan's suicide. On the fifth day of the fifth month on the Chinese lunar calendar, with a change of seasons, insects begin to breed and diseases spread. People would hunt mugwort and calamus, drink wilger wine, and hunt up icons of a mythical guardian. All of this, believed by the ancients, were to promote health and well-being. The festival has long been celebrated in Singapore, Malaysia, and many other Southeast Asian countries. This traditional Chinese festival is now on the United Nations list of masterpieces of oral and intangible heritage. Zhang Yilei, CCTV.